Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This should not be a time for political agendas, but rather one for focusing solely and squarely on the needs of the American people.
That's the president yesterday in his hour and 15 minute long briefing. So I don't know if you managed to hear that or not, but here's part of what happened yesterday. The attorney general, William Barr, spoke and said, listen, we've got some scams going on out there that we're keeping an eye on, and we want to make sure that people don't fall victim to this. And specifically what he was talking about was people, you know, jacking up prices and gouging people and all that. So who else is keeping an eye on that for us? Our own Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who's on the phone with us this morning. Eric, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mark. Hey, before we get into more serious matters, I just want to say in that bumper music, that is was Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike, which is one of my favorite songs of all time as a Gen Xer. So anyway, I don't know if you did research on me about that, but that you couldn't have played a better song.
Holy
so,
cow,
anyway.
Trisha, good job.
Nicely done, Trisha.
Who knew?
That just shows I grew up in the grunge. I was supposed to actually, I was going to go to the Pearl Jam concert in early April, but that along with many other things was canceled, of course.
Yeah. Kind of been sidelined. Yeah, you know me, I'm still hoping that all this blows over in time for Sammy Hagar to come here this summer. So, you know.
The Red Rocker.
Yeah. That's right. Well, thank you for pointing that out. And Trisha was speechless because she didn't plan it, but it worked out perfectly.
No, so I did that on purpose completely, 100%.
Yeah, you know, so on the serious stuff here, Eric, we're all in uncharted waters here at this point, right?
Oh, no question. Yeah. And I think you mentioned it, I know, coming into the segment about Attorney General Barr and some of the efforts that, you know, he's taking and, you know, AGs across the country. And we've been very active very early on here with, number one, issuing consumer alerts and making sure people are aware of some of the scams that are out there. And there's a bunch of them. A lot of them, you know, related to old tried and true methods of robocalls or emails or texts where these fraudsters really try to get people to engage. And if it sounds too good to be true, probably is. So if you get a call, if you get a robocall, something like that, just make sure you hang up. There's also, you know, a lot of ways that people right now are peddling products that are, you know, purported to be cures. There is no cure. We actually brought an action against televangelist Jim Baker 2 weeks ago for something he was calling the silver solution, which was supposed to cure the coronavirus, which, of course, was false. So that has been taken down. So we're on the lookout, but we do encourage people to reach out to our office because that's how we hear about these scams. And then also price gouging. That is a big concern right now, especially on essential items. And my job as AG is to protect Missourians, so we want to know about it. And if it warrants it, we'll certainly take action.
What are the penalties for that, by the way? I mean, if you catch somebody who's selling face masks for, I don't know, 10 times their value just because they've got a store of them.
Yeah, typically what we do is they're civil actions, right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
it's a temporary restraining order. We want to get that off the market. But look, if it does harm to individuals too, we'll work with local prosecutors as it relates to that. But mostly our charge is we want to know about it. We want to put a stop to it. And also, I think what's unique in this time and place, too, which is unprecedented, we reached out to Amazon and have developed a very unique partnership with them for online price gouging. I mean, they have a breadth and a scope on that marketplace that's unprecedented in the world. And so we're working with those sorts of partners now to find out where this is happening again and to look out for the interests of Missourians. We just don't want people to be taken advantage of right now in a really in a public health crisis. And so price gouging is illegal, and my job is to enforce the law.
It's a great point. We're talking to Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Eric, you know, you're probably the best source I could get on the radio to talk about this, but I was looking over the stay-at-home order issued in St. Louis City and County. Illinois is doing a similar thing statewide. St. Charles County has something that doesn't have quite the same restrictions as the city and county. What is their authority, and legally, how do they put teeth behind that if they arrest somebody for violating this order?
Well, you know, typically, especially in a state of emergency under the police powers, you know, in our system of federalism, each jurisdiction has a different authority, right? And so those local counties have the ability in a public health crisis like this to take what under normal circumstances would be extraordinary measures, but for the health, safety, and welfare of the citizenry, can enact measures like this. And every jurisdiction is different. You kind of see that playing out right now. And I think for me, the most important thing as, you know, the AG for the whole state is, and we've been in contact. I was on a call last week with the Surgeon General. Our office been in constant contact with the White House. One message has been clear across the board. We are in a really critical time right now where, you know, you talk about the curve being flattened as this outbreak, you know, gain some steam. I think you're going to see higher numbers this week. With one of it, part of it's testing. Part of it is also we're at that place where you're going to see higher numbers. But that doesn't need to be the reality if people take those kinds of precautions. Mainly, you know, good hygiene, washing your hands a lot. My wife is always reminding me of doing this all the time. And so, washing your hands, and then the social distancing. And that is the most important thing we can do right now. And I also believe, I firmly believe that Americans have always been a resilient people. This is a real threat right now. Missourians have always answered the call, and there's a call out now from the governor on down for people to take these kinds of precautions. If we do that, we're going to be, you know, we're resilient people. We're going to be stronger than ever. So I think that's the message that I think is important to take precaution, be vigilant, let our office know if there's something going on, take care of yourself, take care of your family. And we get on the other side of this, we'll be stronger than ever.
So your website, the best place for information if people think they've uncovered a scam?
Yeah, actually, we just rolled out yesterday a very concise, updated price gouging form. It's really easy to use. It's a few questions now. At ago.mo.gov, that's Attorney General Office, ago.mo.gov. There's also a 1-800 number that people can still call our consumer hotline, which is 800-392-8222.
We'll put all that on the web for you. Listen, Eric Schmidt, thanks so much for your time this morning, my friend. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.